Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
For Patriots Today, I'm Bob Sosi, along with my radio partner on 98.5 The Sports Hub, Scott Zolak.
And so
the preseason finale is always anticlimactic, but especially so today in the wake of this afternoon's news with Judge Berman in New York ruling that Tom Brady's four-game suspension was nullified. We know the quarterback will be out there for the Pats in the season opener next Thursday against the Pittsburgh Steelers. But tonight, it was all Ryan Lindley against the New York Giants in a 12-9 loss.
Yeah, and I thought Ryan Lindley conducted himself pretty well tonight, given the circumstances. You know, not a game plan, but kind of a showcase for him where he got all four quarters. And that's a rare thing, you know, in nowadays preseason, you know, 2015-type NFL. You know, usually you mix a lot of guys in, but he got a lot of reps, and you never know. And I think he grasps the situation. He understands the situation he's in. He's here as a three right now. The news of the day, though, obviously Tom Brady and that suspension being vacated. It's down to zero. We're off and running. We're on to Pittsburgh now. I know the team's been getting ready, but I thought Lindley went out and competed well tonight.
We didn't see any members of the real nucleus of this team this evening. They're prepping for the Steelers, but there are guys who are on the bubble coming in. Anybody stand out for you?
You know, I still think it depends who you declare a bubble guy. You look at guys like Rufus Johnson, you know, Flowers, you know, still continue to make plays out there. They're going to be loaded at the safety position. I think all six safeties make this team. A lot of them do play special teams, and it's going to come down to what more can you do than just your lone position. Can you play on special teams units? So that's the way Bill's going to cut it down. I think he knows who his 46 guys are, 46, 47, who he's going to dress out every Sunday. Then it's juggling practice squad with guys he's going to have to also protect and keep him on the roster in fear of somebody else might pick them up.
You look at various areas of this team. What are the concerns moving forward?
Well, I think the ability to go out and say, hey, we want to run the football, just to line up and just knock, you know, people in the dirt. You got to be able to do that. It's a mindset. Hopefully that'll come together. I think without the presence of Brian Stork there in the middle, that's the reason, or maybe one of the reasons why they haven't had that ability to do that. You get him and Wendell back in there, I think they'll be okay.
Looking forward to Thursday?
I'm looking forward to Thursday about as much as number 87 is looking forward to Thursday. I want to see him fall in this optimum, the Optum Field Lounge back here. I'm going to see him catch one of those streaks right down the middle. Get a beer, spike it. Let's go. Let's go have a good time.
And no doubt 68,000 plus here at Gillette will be looking forward to number 12 throwing to number 87
finally
next Thursday.
Yeah.
For Scott Zolak, I'm Bob Sosi for Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.